You know, the kids are probably the reason we're still together. It's such a cliche, right? Staying together for the sake of the children. Don't they say it's better to separate than to stay together and damage the kids with all the fighting?
I don't know. What do you believe is true?
I'm just scared of disappointing everyone. We were like the perfect couple. And then we were the perfect family. Our kids are wonderful. My husband is great with them. They are well-mannered, kind, everything you could ever ask. I don't even know what's happened for everything to change.
So you don't want to disappoint everyone as things used to be so good with you and your husband and the kids. It sounds like you really value having a happy family and raising your kids well.
Yeah, it's always been really important to me.
You said you're not sure what happened as things are so different now.
Yeah, it's all changed.
What happened for things to start changing?
Well, I mean, we moved to Shanghai, right? He had to give up his career to come here. I was busy at work and I was away a lot. He was the one who organized everything at home. He never complained. Not really, but when we had to fly home urgently 3 months ago because my father had a heart attack and it was all looking a bit grim, but it worked out. He's good now, back to playing golf and all that. But since we've been back, he's talked more and more about going home, and it's just not possible right now. Things are going really well at work. They're probably going to promote me, and we're looking at like at least another 3 years here. I really thought he would understand. And I mean, it's not like we're deprived here or anything. We live very comfortably, we have great holidays, and we're setting ourselves up financially.
It sounds like you've been through quite a lot, and it's been really hard on your relationship.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on, a lot to deal with.
Is it okay if I tell you what I just heard to be sure I understand the situation?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I heard that you made a move to Shanghai. At the same time, your husband left his career to stay at home. He's been taking care of things, keeping things in order. Though you were busy with your work and were away quite a bit, he didn't complain. And I heard mostly he didn't complain. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Then suddenly your father had a very serious heart attack, and that was very difficult for you both. And since the heart attack, your husband has been talking a lot about going home. But you're really happy with things here and want to stay. Is that correct?
That pretty well sums it up, yeah. You know, I just expected him to be more supportive. After all, I'm here working for our family, our future. And it was my father that was sick. Surely if I can deal with it, then he should be okay with it.
So providing your family with a secure future is really important to you. And you think that staying here and working hard can give you that?
Yes, definitely.
And I got from what you said earlier that maybe you're also enjoying your work here as well as the lifestyle and security it can give you.
Yeah, the work is pretty challenging. Stressful, but I accept that. I feel I'm finally getting a chance to prove myself. And also, the travel we've done has been really great. We've already seen most of Southeast Asia.
So you're getting a real sense of accomplishment from your work, and additionally, you're really enjoying the travelling.
Yes, yeah, both of those are true. For me, everything came together in Shanghai. I could never have the job I have now if we stayed at home. I could never afford to do the travelling we're doing if we'd stayed at home. It's been fantastic. Sometimes I can't believe how lucky we are to be here.
So staying here is very important to you, and you really want to hold on to this opportunity.
Yeah, I really do.
At the same time, you said you really value having a happy family and a good relationship with your husband.
Yeah, that's really important to me too.
So could you say you're feeling frustrated because it seems your husband isn't supportive?
Yeah, I feel frustrated. I guess It would just make my life easier if he stopped harassing me about going home. I don't want to have to justify my decision to him again and again. I have explained my reasons already. Why can't he just accept it?
When he talks about going home, what do you think might be going on for him?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a lot harder for him than for me here. He's not working and I'm away a lot.
It seems things might have changed a lot after your father's heart attack.
Yeah, well, that was huge. He almost died. It was such an emotional time. We spent a lot of time with family, days at the hospital with everyone. Then we left and came back to Shanghai, where we have no family or close friends.